Daily Sidereal Vedic Astrology Forecast, Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. Hi! Welcome to Daily Sidereal Vedic Astrology Forecasts, crafted to help you align your day with the celestial rhythm, balancing energy, awareness, and purpose. This forecast uses the sidereal zodiac, Krishnamurti Ayanamsha, and combines the daily Panchanga with planetary transits to highlight the psychological, spiritual, and karmic energies at play. If you're new here, welcome. You can explore the free Vedic astrology audiobook playlist on my channel to go deeper into Jyotish wisdom. Let's begin. Panchanga for Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. Vara Day. Mangalavara. Tuesday ruled by Mars. Today carries assertive and active vibrations. Excellent for taking initiative, physical work, and completing tasks that require courage. Avoid impulsivity or confrontations. Channel passion into productivity. Tithi, Shukla Chaturdashi, the waxing 14th lunar day, symbolizing purification and readiness for culmination before the full moon, a day to face truths, clear karmic residue, and prepare emotionally for release. Karana, Gariya brings responsibility, order, and ethical focus. Good for structured work, decision-making, and accountability. Yoga, Vajra Diamond, a day of sharp clarity and strong willpower. Excellent for tackling difficult challenges, but avoid rigidity or excessive control. The same sharpness can wound if misdirected. Nakshatra, Ravati, ruled by Mercury, symbol of completion, compassion, and safe passage. The final nakshatra of the zodiac, it urges closure, forgiveness, and travel towards peace. Panchanga summary, a decisive, action-oriented Tuesday where courage meets closure. The Ravati moon softens Mars' intensity, guiding you to use strength for healing, not domination. Ideal for finishing projects, making amends, or cleansing emotional clutter. Planetary overview. The Sun, Mars, and Mercury gather powerfully in Scorpio, producing deep emotional intelligence, strategic clarity, and courage to transform what's stagnant. Actions today carry weight, driven by passion and truth. Venus, newly placed in Libra, restores balance and aesthetic sensitivity. Relationships and communication move toward harmony, fairness, and artistic refinement. The moon transits Ravati in Pisces, blending imagination with release, making this a day of intuitive awareness and emotional purification. Saturn and Neptune, both in Pisces, slow the emotional current, calling for compassion through patience. Dreams, empathy, and subtle messages may shape the mood. Uranus in Taurus sparks practical innovation and sudden realizations about stability, finances, or values. Flexible thinking opens doors. Jupiter in Aquarius supports collective progress and wisdom sharing, while Ketu in Aquarius encourages spiritual detachment from social comparison. Pluto at the threshold of Capricorn continues its reformatting of systems and self-discipline, urging truth in structures and integrity in ambition. Rahu in Leo magnifies self-expression and visibility, but demands authenticity over vanity. Planetary highlights and their influence across all signs. Sun in Scorpio, joined Mars plus Mercury, brings a surge of inner determination and emotional strength. You may feel called to confront hidden truths, take leadership in difficult situations, or purge psychological clutter. Great for research, confidential work, and deep emotional healing. Avoid power struggles. Practice controlled assertiveness. Mars in Scorpio, own sign. Courage sharpens into precision. It's a fire that transforms rather than burns. Perfect for detoxifying mind and body, initiating focus projects, or handling crisis with calm focus. For all rising signs, this drive manifests as intensity in the life area ruled by Scorpio. Mercury in Scorpio, words pierce deeper. Communication becomes analytical, investigative, and emotionally intelligent. A fine day for planning, writing, or negotiation, but tone matters. Choose truth with grace. Venus in Libra, own sign. Grace returns. Relationships find a middle path. Decisions about art, design, and diplomacy are favored. Wherever Libra sits in your chart, that area now receives Venus's charm and refinement, softening harsh energies. Moon in Ravati, Pisces. Emotional intelligence peaks. You may feel drawn toward completion, forgiveness, or simply rest. Compassion for self and others allows emotional detox. Dreams, music, and creativity serve as channels for release. Jupiter in Aquarius, social and intellectual growth. Collective or humanitarian causes prosper. Teach, learn, or collaborate with those sharing a vision for the future. Saturn plus Neptune in Pisces, ground your dreams. these two planets blur and discipline emotions simultaneously. Ideal for integrating spirituality with realism. Great for meditation, long-term creative projects, or therapy. Uranus and Taurus. Sudden breakthroughs in money, self-worth, or comfort zones. Technology or alternative paths bring stability through change. Stay adaptable. Pluto in early Capricorn. Restructuring of old hierarchies continues, both externally, authority systems, and internally, your sense of control and resilience. Release what's no longer empowering. Rahu in Leo, Ketu in Aquarius. The self versus collective axis is active. Rahu drives individuality, while Ketu demands detachment from crowds. You're learning to lead without ego and serve without losing yourself. Wellness and lifestyle guidance, mind. The Scorpio energy demands release. Journaling or therapy helps process emotions constructively. Body, favor hydration, detoxifying foods, and deep breathing to cool Mars's fire. Avoid overstimulation. Diet, light, sattvic meals with herbs like coriander, fennel, and mint. Reduce caffeine. Spirit, endings are sacred. Offer gratitude for what is leaving. Chant Om Namo Narayanaya for peace and completion. Summary, energy of November 4, 2025. Theme, transform with courage, release with compassion. The celestial field today blends Mars determination with Ravati's grace, giving every action karmic depth. The mind may feel sharp, emotions tender, both are needed. Use power gently, speak truth kindly, and walk toward closure without regret. Thank you for watching and listening in. I hope this helps you today. Leave your comment and share this with your fellow astrology enthusiasts. Be safe. Be awesome. I'll see you tomorrow with another round of daily predictions. Take care.